Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub, coming to you from the Town Fair Tire Studio here on 98.5, the Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Again, Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys today. We have Tim McCone in my normal spot, and you at 617-779-0985. Right to the phones we go. Longest order of wait. We'll go to Angry John in the car. What was a thought on Kyrie Irving and his comments ahead of tonight's game against the Sixers. Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. How you doing tonight?
Good.
So, Kyrie Irving. He gets me so angry I can't even get his name straight. Kyrie Irving is a pill, and I am sick of all the media sycophants in town, including the bobos who work with Big Jim. Riggin just can't get off his junk as far as, oh, we need him to win. No, you don't. He doesn't make your team better. He doesn't make the players around him better. He's Dominique Wilkins like. He hit one great shot, one because of LeBron, not because of him. And he needs to go. I'm out.
Thanks, John. Yeah, if he was Irie Curving, like a reggae musician, he'd certainly be a little, lot more chill. Hey, man, whatever. I'll get out there and play for you. But no, Kyrie Irving, in case you haven't heard the comments, when I first read them today from some of the beat folks covering the team at the shootout as they're getting ready for tonight's game against the 76ers, I didn't think that they read well. It's like, wait a minute, Kyrie's talking about he's going to be taking games off here. Isn't seeding important? Aren't they trying to get to the 3 seed? Isn't this game important tonight?
How about at least the 4 seed? Yeah. Like, how about at least a home round in the postseason? How about at least work your way up to the 4 seed?
So I thought it read bad, and then we heard it.
No, worse.
Oh,
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs. Just makes no sense to put emphasis on these regular season games when you're gearing up for some battles coming in the playoffs.
Does home court advantage in the first round matter to you guys?
As long as we get in there. I mean, we've been, I don't think our focus is getting seeding. That's, pretty clear. So, as long as we get there, I'm happy.
You know, normally the thing that I find kind of interesting, too, is we dissect this audio. Because I find this quote is really, the more I hear it, the more I think it comes off horrible. Normally, you can't even really make out some of these clips during the shootouts because there's so many bouncing basketballs. You kind of notice there's not that many loud bouncing basketballs because when I hear that, I'd like to think of other players like near him being like slowing down their dribble, being like, what the hell are you saying?
Or they're just like, okay, Kyrie's talking. I'm getting the hell out of here because I don't want to get asked any questions to follow up on what he just said.
Al Horford with his one, playing on one leg, who probably shouldn't even play against Denver after he screwed up his knee against Atlanta, comes over. He's slowly bouncing the basketball. What? Dude, I'm hurting, and I'm. What are you talking about? We want to get to the 3 seed. I'm taking games off. Seeding, whatever, as long as we get there. Brent in Shrewsbury, what do you make of all this Kyrie stuff today?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I think over the weekend, someone on your station was saying that if we get the 3 seed, we'd be playing Toronto in the second round, whereas if we have the 5th seed and we beat the Pacers, or we have the 4th seed, we'd still beat the Pacers, but we'd be playing the Bucks. And the host was saying he'd rather play the Bucks than the Raptors in the second round. And I honestly kind of agree. And if we're the 4 seed behind, the Sixers, a team with Kawhi Leonard, and a team with Giannis, a generational talent, I can live with that. But if we don't get that 4 seed from the Pacers without their star, that's a failure, but that's all.
Thanks, Brent. It was actually you, Jones, yesterday.
Well, somebody else may have said it, okay, too, on the weekend, but that's exactly how I feel. I would like to see them get the 4 seed. I think that's the ideal spot based on matchups. That's a wild underachievement. They shouldn't be the 4 seed, but I actually would prefer the 4-3 because I'd like to see Milwaukee in round two compared to Toronto in round two. So that means if you're the 4 seed, you're hosting likely, I would think, Indiana in the opening round. You're at home, you advance, hopefully, and then you get Milwaukee in round two. I think that's the best case scenario now. That's not an ideal scenario based on the beginning of the year, but what's realistic now, I think that's the best path.
And Milwaukee is getting hit with some bad injuries here. The latest is Nikola Mirotic. He has a fracture in his left thumb. They announced this today. They didn't really give a timetable for his return, but you know, some of the NBA talking heads nationally feel like he could miss up to a month. And this, coming off guard Brogdon, Malcolm Brogdon, yeah, he's going to be out like 8 weeks. So, you know, it's a plantar fascia tear in his foot. So, like, 8 weeks, yeah, to me, he's done.
He's probably just done, yeah.
So, the Bucks are becoming a little bit more of a juicy, intriguing matchup here that might not be as scary as I thought that they were, you know, just a few days ago because of these injuries.
Where do you come down on that, McCone? Who would you rather have in round two, Bucks or Raptors?
I would rather play the Bucks at this point, too. I mean, Brogdon, like you said, they said 6 to 8 weeks, so he might not even be there round two, or might be shut out.
But the injuries changed it for you. Before it would have been, you would have wanted Toronto.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted the Bucks either way. But yeah, this makes it more palatable, yeah.
Jim, in Connecticut, how should the Celtics be handling Kyrie Irving?
All right, hold on. I've got to get this stupid thing off speaker.
Thank you, Jim.
So here's my point, is that the goalpost 2 years ago was that Brad Stevens brought a bunch of championship team bench players to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. Then last year, he brings a bunch of young studs and to the Eastern Conference Finals to Game 7. Mm-hmm. So shouldn't it be Kyrie Irving fitting into Brad Stevens' system? And then if Kyrie Irving can singularly drag the team in the playoffs to the finals like LeBron did with his scrubs last year, then you can start talking like you're some sort of superstar. Until then, shut up, play in Brad Stevens' system, and get the job done.
Yeah, well, Jim, I think most fans have felt that way for most of this season, and yeah, it just hasn't changed at all.
I thought that was going to be criticism for Brad. I thought that's what that was going to say. Like, Brad got all this credit last couple of years. I thought that was going to be criticism for Brad. No, this is more for Kyrie.
Yeah, I think, like a lot of Celtics fans feel right now, especially after hearing these comments ahead of tonight's game, like they're sick of this team catering to him. And they should be. And on the one hand, I get it if you're trying to get him back, and I think he is the most important piece, and he is a wildly talented player. We can all see that if you have working eyes. But all the other nonsense and how he won't shut up and how he carries himself, it's insufferable.
Yeah.
He's such a pain in the ass, and it is unbecoming for what the Celtics have had to do here in terms of kissing his ass and trying to get him back in the fold and dealing with his nonsense.
And it makes all the other whiny crap that he goes through, like, oh, it's so tough for us NBA superstars, and oh, I got cameras in my face. Like, it makes all of that much more insufferable, too, because you're not even grinding away every day and playing in every single game. Like, you know, that is the prerequisite. Like, you get paid a salary and you're expected to be out there every game, I thought. I mean, that's the job. You're expected to be out there. You're probably not going to play in 82 games, but when there are games that matter down the stretch for playoff seeding and matchups, you're not supposed to be tapping out of those when you're in a fight to get home court advantage in the first round. So what are you doing?
All I care about is basketball. Yeah. Unless it's a regular season game. Then I'm all set.
I only care about playoff basketball.
If you are watching on the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, there is a whiteboard in front of Adam Jones. I'm the one with the whiteboard, and it says SO, and there's an asterisk. Could you quickly explain what that is again?
Yep, it was a fake shutout last night for Tuukka Rask. That is an SO with an asterisk on it. If you want to give, that's a good look at it by Vinny. If you want to give the team credit for the shutout because the defense was so good in front of him, fine. But I don't want to hear or see Tuukka Rask's fourth shutout of the year. He faced 13 shots in the game. I have a minimum on the asterisk of 5 shots per period, minimum, that you face to qualify for a shootout in the Adam Jones NHL. And then there's also a double asterisk on there. The Islanders also suck. They are no longer good. They were winning their division. It was all smoke and mirrors. They're dropping like stones. Washington's passed them by. They've lost to teams like Detroit, Edmonton, Philly twice. So I would call it a fake shutout. Not necessarily a fake win. Not all that impressive of a win, but fake shutout. And not impressed with Tuukka Rask last night.
Ted and Holbrook, what did you think of this?
So I just want to start off on this call by saying I used to envy you guys. You get to come on the radio, and for your occupation, you are paid to talk about sports.
Yep.
Every single personality on this radio station is so
miserable when it comes to watching these games. Like, do you even enjoy it anymore? You come in.
I enjoy the crap out of putting an asterisk on that shutout last night. I got to be honest.
Asterisk. Fake shutout. And then whenever someone like me calls up and points this out, you guys always win because you have the hang up button and you go, fake shutout. Uh-huh. I sat here all last summer and was basically called stupid over and over and over again for enjoying the Red Sox season because they're not going to do it in the playoffs because they don't have a bullpen. And then the same thing with the Patriots season. Not a championship team. Well, then what's the point of even playing the regular season? Let's just shut it down right now and not go. Well,
so what, you must feel good in that we have egg on our face, especially when it came to the Red Sox and the Patriots.
Yeah, but then still, 3 days after we won the World Series, like, it's not going to happen again next year. Got to do something.
Oh, that might have been Maz, not me. I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
I don't think I said that either. That's a good take, though.
I drive for a living. I listen to you guys all day.
It sounds like it. I couldn't tell. You're locked onto the radio station the whole time. But anyways, I would say that I do think there was merit in saying all year long, we were wrong about it, but there was merit in saying, I need to see it in the playoffs out of those teams. And what they do in the regular season does not matter. So I don't know. I still think there was merit in questioning a Red Sox team that had fallen flat on their face in the playoffs and won one combined game in the two postseasons prior. You ended up being right. We were wrong. But guess what? The year before, I was right. I was right questioning the team. I didn't hear you acknowledge that. And the year before that, I was right again. I've been right about the Patriots before. I've been wrong about the Patriots. But I think when these teams are inconsistent in the regular season, I think it's fair to question them and say, what have they done in the postseason? Same thing with the Bruins. Last year, they went out too early. Year before that, went out too early. It's unfair to say they went out too early last year. But only five games against Tampa after barely sneaking by Toronto, they ended up underachieving in the playoffs like they did the year before when they lost against Ottawa in the first round. So I was right about the Bruins the last couple of years too. So maybe I'll be wrong this go-round. But it's okay to question these teams and say, they've done it before in the regular season. It's time for them to do it in the postseason. If they do, good for them. But the Bruins to this point have not.
Well, there was Ted and Holbrook. I was obviously wrong about the Wheel of Gutless Bums, although I have the WD-40 ready for this year's version. And I'm happy I was wrong about the Patriots, a season I declared dead with Jones after that hideous loss to Pittsburgh. Happy I was wrong about those things. But if you haven't been paying attention, you say you're in your car all the time, you would know that I'm all aboard the Bees train right now, unlike Jones. Toot, toot. If I had the whistle, I would blow it right now.
I am definitely not.
Yeah, no, I believe in this Bruins team, so it's not all negative all the time. More of your calls coming up next year, and we'll touch on the Patriots quickly before we get to the Robert Kraft nonsense and that story that just keeps devolving. They missed out on another wide receiver yesterday, if you weren't paying attention. We'll touch on that. More of your calls next. Felger and Mass, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5
the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
To present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Hub. Again, Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys once again today. We have Tim McCone alongside as well. Just want to touch on something somewhat Patriots related before we get back to your phone calls here. And yesterday, Was it Randall Cobb? Randall Cobb last with the Green Bay Packers, agreed to a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys, reportedly a $5 million deal. There's incentives there, incentive clauses, so it could be more. But $5 million, relatively cheap in the grand scheme of things. So now the Patriots have ultimately missed out on another one. Is their wide receiver core still is Julian Edelman? Excellent, obviously. Philip Dorsett, glad he's back in a one-year deal. And then, who have they brought in so far? Maurice Harris.
Who you like?
I do.
You like Mo Harris. You're a Mo Harris guy.
I'm a little bit bullish on Maurice Harris, but Bruce Ellington, mostly a return man, and then Braxton Berrios and so on and so forth. But it's two guys you've heard of. The rest, so they've now missed out on Bob Cobb, the maestro. No, Randall Cobb last with the Green Bay Packers. Adam Humphries, who ends up going to the Tennessee Titans. Cole Beasley, who ends up going to the Buffalo Bills. Golden Tate, who ends up going to the Giants, and that one still burns my ass. I don't feel great. Like,
no,
who's
in, I mean, so it's now not like Jordy, they were in on Beckham or Brown or any of those guys. Those guys all moved.
And the reason it really doesn't feel great, too, it's not just looking at the depth chart. These are guys they were in on. Again, we've had reports that they tried to trade for Randall Cobb last year. They were in on Adam Humphries. They were in on Cole Beasley. There was interest in Golden Tate. Nothing. And this also chaps your ass, McCone, I know.
No, it does. You just go back and you look at it, and receivers that they've had success with, it's usually guys that they go out and target and nail in the first couple days of free agency. You go back and look at it, Chris Hogan, LaFell, Brandon Lloyd, Wes Welker, Stallworth. Like, all those guys were the first 2-3 days of free agency. And it seems like this year they're going down a path where it's going to be like 2013 again, where it's just kind of like, let's throw a bunch of stuff at the wall here and hope that something sticks. And guys like Jordy Nelson just strike me as a guy where, yeah, we're going to sign him, and then August 30th he's going to get cut in camp, and we're just going to roll with Gronk and hope that Edelman stays healthy for 16 games. And I just don't like where they're at right now in the receiver position.
No, Cobb is cheap money. 1 year, $5 million for Randall Cobb, that's not anything. You know, so maybe they have some cap issues that prevent them from doing it. I think they had $5 million to pay Randall Cobb, and I think they should have done that. And look, there's not a big market out there for him. Maybe I'm in the minority thinking that Cobb has more left in the tank, but you just said it. They were interested in trading for him last year. That's a guy they liked. And while they won with their receiver depth chart last year, I still think they won in spite of it. They had to go out and trade for Josh Gordon. They inquired about Golden Tate. Yes, Golden Tate and Randall Cobb. They inquired about those names for a reason. They knew their receivers weren't good enough, or at least they had questions about whether or not their receivers were good enough. So you got away with it last year, and that's great. No one's taking the Super Bowl away from you. But it's harder to repeat than it is to win in the first place. No one's repeated since the Patriots in 2003-04. And they didn't stand pat and make the same mistakes or have the same roster questions from the year before. They upgraded at running back and went out and got Corey Dillon. The Patriots haven't upgraded anywhere.
Yeah, so I have to think that they still are, you know, calling around, hopefully trying to make a trade. We have Bill at another pro day today. That's encouraging. At least we know he's not on a beach again.
That's true.
Alabama to UGA to Georgia's pro day today.
Yep.
So
less snug on the sweater today, I noticed. They got him a
windbreaker type feel.
Yeah, they got him in a better size, I noticed. Yep.
Yeah, so to your calls, though, as we've talked Celtics here, ahead of tonight's game against the 76ers, Kyrie Irving saying, I may play in some of these games down the stretch. Playoffs, whatever, as long as we get there. And Mookie Betts, his contract situation, he's going to go to free agency in 2020, and also the Bruins and their win last night. If you're still watching on the simulcast, NBC Sports Boston, maybe you're just tuning in. Jones in front of him has a whiteboard with an asterisk for a fake shutout
fake
for Cooper Rask last night. Faced only 13 shots and barely broke a sweat. Tough to argue that. Terrence and Milford on the Celtics here next year on Felger and Mez. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
All right, so we need to look at two teams. First of all, F. Kyrie, my horse he rode it on. We need to look at two different teams. We need to look at this current team, which is made up of Jason Tatum, who thinks he's Kobe. We have Marcus Smart, who, for whatever reason, continues to shoot threes and breaks them all day long. And then we have Kyrie Irving, the a-hole, who decides, in the worst possible moment of the season, when you're the fifth seed, to take games off, like he doesn't even care. You rewind a couple years back, you have Isaiah Thomas, Kelly Olynyk, the clinic, and that crappy Bridgie team makes their way somehow to the Eastern Conference Finals by getting killed by Cleveland in five games. We may not even be able to do that this year, the way this team is playing. And that's a serious, serious problem. This team should be embarrassed at the fact that they're the fifth seed right now with all the talent that they have on. The Bridgie team sucked, and they shouldn't even done what they done, and they did it. This team has so much higher expectations of them, and they're just coasting through the season with, you know, less than a half a dozen games left in the season. And here we are, the little leader over here. Kyrie Irving talked about, I'm going to take some games off. It doesn't matter.
And this, and Terrence, and thanks for the call. And that's what makes this, I mean, it's tough anyway. And this is what it's been, the expectations going into the season, not even just locally, but from a national level. Like, they were expected to get to the finals and, you know, have competitive finals against the Golden State Warriors. So that anyway, but also that we're getting this kind of behavior and the infighting from this team and the inconsistencies and a lot of disappointing losses to crap teams like the Knicks, like Orlando, like the Suns, when you've watched the Bridgie Celtics, who I mocked, but at least gave you max effort night in, night out. That's what makes it extra frustrating. And the fact you had Isaiah Thomas, who led that group, here just a couple of nights ago.
Like, we've been asked this before. Do you think Isaiah being here would get Kyrie's antenna up at all, and he'd say, oh, you know what? Look at how beloved Isaiah was. He left it all out there on the floor. He did it for the city and for the organization, and maybe Kyrie would take some cues from that. Nope. Yeah. Next game, very next time he's in front of a microphone, he's like, yeah, no, I am definitely taking games off. Again, what a leader. What a face of the franchise that they have here in Boston. That guy is who you want all the young players on the team. You wonder why Tatum wants to play like he's Kobe, or you wonder why Marcus Smart can't figure out that maybe he should pass up on taking threes. Maybe they take their cues from this guy.
We have some support for Jones, and I believe his fake shutout last night from Dennis in Beverly. You're next here on Felger and Mass. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Real quickly, Jones will get a kick out of this. I was the one disagree with him on the Middleton take, and he laughed when I called him a mock-up. But anyways, I support him this time around because until Rask proves it, I'm first and foremost a Bruins fan, and Rask is flat out not a money clutch player. I know it's said all the time, but his track record proves it. 2013, the Olympics, on and on and on. And Halak's pushing this year, but let's see what he does in the playoffs before we start like buying into this team. And I'm, like I said, I'm a Bruins fan before all the other ones.
And thanks for the call, Dennis. Jones, do you at least give them? They should win the first round against Toronto, right? Whether or not they have home ice. And they're now.
I think, I've said this before, if they have home ice against Toronto, I will pick them. So, yeah, I guess that means they should. Right now, they're 6 points up.
Yeah.
Does Toronto still have a game in hand? I don't even know. I should double check that. But 6 points with nine to go feels like the Bruins should be hosting that round. So, yeah, I would give them. I still think it's close. You know, last year they had home ice against Toronto, and that was close. Game seven mattered, though. Home ice mattered. The Bruins got past them. So, yeah, they should get out of the first round. I don't give them much of a chance at all against Tampa Bay. I don't.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. You want to talk to us about anything we've touched on so far in the show today, from Mookie Betts to Kyrie Irving and the Celtics and the Sixers tonight, and they miss out, the Patriots do, on yet another wide receiver. It's Randall Cobb. Bob Cobb, the maestro, goes to the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, it's a nearly 30-year-old Seinfeld reference. Deal with it. 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls on that, and we'll touch on the latest on the Robert Kraft issue in Florida. As he is going to fight this, shocker. We'll get to that next over the Sports Up headlines here with Tim McCone.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Jim Murray and Adam Jones in for the guys once again today. So there is an update to the Robert Kraft story as he is facing charges with a pair of second-degree misdemeanors in Florida for the prostitution issue down there. He is not accepting the plea deal offered by prosecutors that would have dropped his solicitation or prostitution charges. This is according to all news outlets here. He was reportedly offered a deal yesterday, which would require him to admit that he would have been convicted if the case had gone to trial. There's also more courtesy of TMZ. Saying that lawyers were Kraft and several other men charged in the case filing a request for a protective order to keep the videos from being released. The order, as described by TMZ, would prevent law enforcement from releasing any evidence gathered in this investigation. Also from the New York Times, the filing adds the evidence hasn't yet been produced in discovery. And I thought from the get-go, one of the reasons he gathered up all these high-priced lawyers is to make sure that this tape never, ever, ever sees the light of day, and it's to scare the bejesus out of the prosecution and anyone in that office, that if this sees the light of day and if ever hits the internet, your life is going to be ruined. And I can't blame him there. But, look, to keep fighting this thing, as I said before, just common sense, and selfishly, I just want it to go away because I hate these type of stories. Like, you did it, you got caught. It's a crime of vice. Who really cares? There weren't... they were older women. They weren't being held against their will. I don't believe that. Like, you did it. You screwed up. You made a mistake. Admit to it. Take your slap on the wrist or the six games, and I would think it would be pretty much
similar
like
to Irsay. Yeah,
what Jim Irsay? It is Jim Irsay, right? The owner of the Colts. What he got for driving all banged up, $500,000, six games. We'll see you, week seven if it's you get the bye early. And it all goes away, and the public forgets about this thing. But no, they're going to fight it. I can't say I'm all that surprised, but selfishly, I wish that he would just cop to it. And I think it's also in his best interest to cop to it because, I don't know, it's just, I think the whole thing is just, it feels like it's going to devolve as these things tend to do.
And again, like, I bet he wants to be at the banner raising, and I bet that's important to him, and he doesn't want to be suspended, and he doesn't want that part of his legacy, which, by the way, you could get off on a technicality in court, and they could still suspend you. The NFL has they don't need to wait for any legal ruling to suspend you or not suspend you. Now, I think he probably has a stronger case if the case is thrown out. But what's more important, the tape getting out or this being prolonged and continuing to be a big talker or just missing a banner raising? You've been to five of them. Like, I get that it's important to you and you want to be there for that, and maybe it'll be a talking point on that night. But if you take the plea deal and now you're on board with it, it does, for the most part, go away. I guess the tape could still leak out a year or something down the line. Maybe TMZ gets their hands on it, but it seems like you could put it to bed as much as you're going to. And Tom Curran introduced another angle to all this. The league meetings are coming up. The owners' meetings are coming up. And we know how owners tend to snip at each other and snipe at each other. They're all going to have microphones in their face. They're going to be asked about Robert Kraft. What are they going to say? And maybe in Curran's thinking, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, maybe the reason his court date is the first day after the owners' meetings end, and maybe the reason that this plea deal was dropped into his lap before the owners' meetings is, hey, Robert, do you really want to have that be a big discussion point? Do you really want owner after owner after owner? Jerry Jones, the Maras, the Rooneys, Daniel Snyder, whomever else. You really want them parading up there in front of microphones being asked about you, and now this breathes more life to it right before you go to your court date the day after the owners' meetings end? No.
How about Arthur Blank, too, who was pissed off about the whole 283
right.
diamonds in the ring.
Right, there you
Super
go.
Bowl,
you
right?
made an enemy of, well, maybe made an enemy of Arthur Blank. You've called out Jerry Jones in the past. So, I don't know. Are they really not going to, clap back? Really? When they have a chance to really take the high road here?
With as petty, as you mentioned, as petty and catty as they've all been. They're like old mean girls. And if this thing is going on at that time, of course, some of those guys would want to get up there and be like, oh, I've got something to say.
Yeah, well, they'll take a shot at him again to take their own moral high ground. Like, oh, well, I would never. And who knows if they have or would. But, yeah, they'll prop themselves up and pat themselves on the back while taking a shot at a fellow owner. Lord knows Robert's done that before to other owners, so it's not to exclude him from that catty girls club as you talked about, but the owners' meetings are the next item on the calendar for him. And, right, maybe part of the reason this plea bargain has been, or plea deal, rather, has been dropped in front of him was because of this date. Maybe his next court date is not an accident, and if you're Robert Kraft, do you really want to go down there and be the center of attention, have this be the center of attention. I don't think you do.
And so, look, if it does come down to the tape, I can understand it. He doesn't want to be even further embarrassed by that thing ever seen in the light of day. So if this is why he's fighting this so, you know, tooth and nail, like, that I can understand. But if he's doing this because he thinks if he gets off and he fights this and, you know, maybe it's settled and he can then, he can go to the NFL and say, well, we'll see. I'm not guilty.
I'm innocent.
Yeah, but not guilty and innocent are like two completely different things. Completely. You know, like, they're still going to punish him. I would think he would be foolish to think that he could go to them, even if he gets off on this, and say, like, well, we'll see. No, nothing happened. Well, no, something happened. Like, anyone with a working brain knows that you went there, you did it. Like, come on.
See, I think that last part, too. Like, outside of New England, you're probably going to be able to convince Patriots fans of whatever you want, the sheep here. But I think outside of New England, whether or not you get off on a technicality or not, people have already made up their minds. Like, people already think you did this, Robert, one way or the other. And no matter what happens in that courtroom, that's probably going to be the case either way. So if you think you're going to win over people outside of here in New England, who, look, you'll probably win over, but most of them have your back already anyway, I don't think that's going to happen either. So just cop to the thing and have it go away as much as it's going to go away.
Yeah, hashtag free Kraft.
No. Free Mr. Kraft.
Free Mr. Kraft, yes, because nothing happened there. Right, like the cops, you know, they set him up and, oh, my God. If you want to weigh in on this as well, 617-779-0985. Back to the calls here. We'll go to Mike in Boston, who has a Celtics thought. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was going to talk to you about the Celtics earlier, but it sounds like everyone's kind of in my agreement that the Bucks are kind of the way to go for a second-round option for us. Wanted to touch on Mookie Betts. I think he's been a great player for the Sox, but I really think that the Angels overpaid Trout just to, try to keep him from going to Philly. I think that was their concern. And I think MLB free agency is going to siphon a little bit out of Mookie Betts' future contract. Curious to hear your thoughts about any collusion with owners or thoughts on the state of MLB free agency.
Thanks, Mike. In case you weren't paying attention, the season started today officially.
We had
the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's.
I'd expect the Dong report from the night show tonight. Yes, baseball season is here.
From Japan with a nice 5 o'clock start. But no, Craig Kimbrell still hasn't found a home. I heard I read that the Milwaukee Brewers were sniffing around. Dallas Keuchel still doesn't have a home. So I don't know. Is that collusion or is it just, yeah, I don't know. Like, the sport is completely screwed up. The money is out of whack. You see the deals are being, you know, given to guys like Trout. And now, I don't know. Like, it feels like it's a bit of both. I thought it might have been collusion, but you end up seeing the deals that have been given to Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and the extension that Trout gets.
Like, I just think that
collusion, no. It's just,
yeah, maybe collusion. I've said collusion before, and maybe it's not. But they're so hung up on young players now in Major League. So hung up on it. And it's to the point where you won't give up a draft pick for a player that you know is good now. You know, like, teams don't want to give up a draft pick for Craig Kimbrell. They don't want to give up a draft pick for Keuchel. Part of the reason teams drag their feet on Harper and Machado, even though you knew ultimately they would get compensation, is because of the draft pick associated with them. So, I mean, some of that is the broken system, and maybe owners colluded and said, hey, do you really need Dallas Keuchel? Like, let's sit this one out. But yeah, it's just the priorities are so out of whack. Baseball wants the value those young stars bring, but, you know, all the names that people know, the casual fans know, you're not paying those guys. And so that's part of the disconnect with the popularity of the sport, I think. You know, most of these young players, as good as Acuna is or Juan Soto or whomever, like, do people know these guys? Do outside of hardcore baseball fans, the Matt McCarthys, do people know these guys? Probably not. And that's who these teams are all lusting after.
All right, coming up in our long commercial-free segment here on Felger and Maz, more of your phone calls. And Jones and you, McCone, I want to gauge your guys' interest on Woodstock 50. You know, we had Woodstock in 69. We had Woodstock in 94 that I went to. We had Woodstock in 99 that was far too violent and rapey. And now we have Woodstock 50 coming this summer. Can they recreate the magic of those three and even the original? We'll get to that coming up next with your phone calls here on Felger and Maz 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bush played Woodstock 99.
Ah.
I wasn't at that one. I was at the one in 94. It's Felger and Mazz, 98.5 of Sports. It was our long commercial-free segment. Murray and Jones in for Felger and Mazz. Got Tim McCone alongside as well. Indulge me, if you would, for just a moment here, as we mentioned Woodstock 99 and Bush playing that. I wanted to talk about Woodstock 50.
Well, do Woodstock on your own time, Jim.
Yeah, this is my own time. This is why you take the vacation and I move over to the A-hole chair, so I get to do what I want.
Murray time.
Where? But I don't even want to focus so much on the lineup, and Zoe was talking about it with Dan Shaughnessy earlier today. I really have no issue with the lineup. It's all subjective. I actually kind of like a lot of the bands that are on it. But it's about an event like that. An outdoor festival with camping, and how so many people misunderstood a tweet about it that I put out last night. And I don't expect, you know, everyone to know this if you follow me on Twitter, but if you do with any regularity, you know that, like, I agree with what Felger says about time. There's no more precious commodity in life than time, especially as you get older and grumpier about it, and you realize there's, you know, there's not an infinite amount of it. You could walk out of your house and get hit by a bus, you know, the very next day. So time is very, very important. And to go to an event like this, or really any concert, I usually will tweet about what my starting price is, right? So last night, I tweet the lineup, because it comes out, it's like Day One, The Killers, and Miley Cyrus, Day Two, Dead and Company, Chance the Rapper, and Black Keys, Day Three, Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons. There's something for everybody, whether you're into hip-hop or R&B, rock, what have you, something for everybody. But to go to an outdoor festival with camping at my age, 42 years old, I can't. That is hell. That is hell. I went in 1994, the year I graduated high school. It was hell then. And I saw Nine Inch Nails in the Mud. It was one of the most important shows Nine Inch Nails ever played. It's like what put Nine Inch Nails on the map. It still was hell. It was awful. There was too many people. It's camping. It's heat. It's filth. I hate festivals. So I tweeted last night, hypothetically speaking, if you told me that I got to go to all 3 days, including camping, the starting price is $20,000. The starting price. Do you know how many people misconstrued this and thought that it's $20,000 to go to all 3 days to this?
Oh, I thought you were going to say people misconstrued it and thought you were willing to pay $20,000. You're saying people thought that's the actual going rate.
Yeah, and famous people, too. And DJ Bean, NBC Sports Boston, hit me up with this. Questlove, you know who he is? The drummer of The Roots, and sure, who was also in Jimmy Fallon. I think there's a distinct possibility that Questlove saw my tweet, misunderstood it, reacted. There's tweets from, if you look at Questlove's official Twitter account, he goes, Woodstock 50 is how much? And it's like, you know, the Bert and Ernie, when Bert looks down, it's that gif, like, yeah, yeah. And someone asks him, like, oh, how much? And Questlove writes, $20,000 for 3 days. That's what I tweeted. The starting price is $20,000. No, no, no. Again, if you got this misunderstood, if you saw this tweet last night, no. The starting price for me to even think about going to that. If you said, hey, Murray, you want to go to Woodstock? Yeah, you have to pay me $20,000 cash to even consider going to an event like that and have to camp and be around that many people and have to be in a tent and be around filth. Oh, God. Like, if that's what you're into,
$20,000, you would actually do it.
That's when we start to talk, Jones.
Okay,
the starting price is $20,000.
That's the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. What is
it's
that?
It's like $400 million is the starting point for Mookie Betts now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it could
go
higher.
Yep.
Could go higher.
Could go higher. Well, what? So $20,000. That means at the bare minimum, like, I'm not paying for food. I'm not paying for drinks. That tent better have all the amenities and electricity.
I am glamping. I am not camping.
You might have you may as well have a generator, because if you don't, well, then it goes up to $25,000. Like, camping to me is a Motel 6. I hate camping. I hate the elements. I'm very much a pampered princess. I will say that right now. I have no shame in saying that at all.
Hang on. You don't like camping, or you don't like camping around a bunch of people boozing it up and like at a festival camping?
No.
You don't even like camping, period.
No. The outdoors are for the animals. that's not for me. But this, in a 94, and I have no shame in saying this either. Again, this, I went with like 19 people, all these people I graduated with from high school. Some I'm still friends with, some I'm not. And so much so that the guy who put that together in 94, who now owns a weed dispensary out in Colorado, he hit me up. He's like, man, they're going to do Woodstock 50. He's essentially like, we should put the band back together. I was like, Adam, over my dead body would I do this? Like, you got to be out of your mind to think that I would do this. He's like, oh, you're such a grump. Yeah, I am.
Hey, man, and Woodstock 50, let's do it.
Any festival, Lollapalooza, ones around here, Boston Calling, and I know a lot of people enjoy it. Unless I have. This is how you get me, the pampered Princess Murray, to go to one of these festivals. I need to have access to the stage. I don't want to pay for anything. I want the most VIP. I will not wait in any lines for anything, especially the bath. They're the worst. I hate festivals. And this Woodstock 50, so you got it wrong if you thought, wow, 20 grand to go? No, it's 20 grand to get me to go. That's
Big
the
Jim,
starting price.
To get Big Jim to go and camp with his generator and everything.
You're a crunchy Vermont boy. Why, you like camping?
No,
you like this kind of crap?
I was just making sure that I understood. No, I can. I'll go camping every once and then. Ugh. And, you know, I'll get out there. But, yeah, it's usually like maybe a car camp. I'm not like off in the woods roughing it. You know, my car's right there and I'll set up a tent. Sure, I'll do that for like a night.
I even hate the drive-in. Do they still have the one in Mendon or whatever the hell it is? I did that once. I got dragged by a girlfriend. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Getting drive-in?
Like a drive-in movie theater.
I was like, what is drive-in camping? Like sleep in the back of the car?
That sounds like hell too. But an actual
drive-in?
The drive-in movie theater. There's still one around here. And that's
who likes that?
Oh, people do.
People like drive-ins?
Oh, it's a nice time.
Where do they go? They go to the soda jerk after?
You bring the snacks to the car. You get it all over your seat. You get it all over yourself. Maybe you try to get a little handsy. That's so nice, too. It's a throwback to a different era. No, your windows are down, and you get eaten alive by mosquitoes, and it's awful. Oh, I hate the elements.
Drive-through sounds bad. Yeah, I'll camp. I'll camp every other year, something like that. But it's got to be a car camp.
I can't believe people thought it was 20 grand to go to this thing, including the drummer of
the
Roots.
You're like, I'd pay that 20K to go.
Man,
are there any acts you want to see? Or any acts you would, maybe, I don't know, want to see?
I mean, I've seen The Killers a bunch, but they're always great live. I'm looking at this thing now.
Miley, coming. Probably a big Miley guy.
I would see Miley. Yeah. Why not? Chance the Rapper's great live. Black Keys, they don't really do it for me, but I've never seen them live, so I would go. Greta Van Fleet can burn in hell. Jay-Z's great live. I would see him. Imagine Dragons, god-awful. I think that Halsey's hot, so I would see her.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not so much about the lineup. It's just these things in general. Like, it's festival season. Every time you're on Twitter, if you follow any, like, music accounts, Rolling Stone, what have you, now's the time. Like, oh, here's the Lollapalooza lineup. Here's the Woodstock lineup. Oh, look what's going on at Coachella. It's all hell. It all means you have to be outside. You don't get full sets from the acts. They only play maybe at tops 45 minutes at best. And you can watch at home. They stream all these things either on YouTube or wherever. And if you care that much, pay the $5-$10 and stay in your air-conditioned home to watch these instead of going. And you thought I was going to...
Yeah, but you can't feel the mud in between your toes.
You
can't smell the gross air.
I buried the lead about the thing in 94. And this goes to show you what a pampered princess I am. I called my dad from a payphone to say, come get me. So, the first day was nice.
As our forefathers did in 1969 the original Woodstock.
It's maybe the biggest in a long line of big puss things I've done. This might be the biggest puss thing I did. 1994, like, all my friends were like, hey, we'll deal with the elements by just eating a bunch of acid and we'll get through this. And I was like, no, I'm going to call my dad because I need daddy to come pick me up. And my dad essentially told me to go F myself. And rightfully so. So, love you, Dad. You were right to do that. But I called him from a payphone. It cost like $8 at the time. Like, this sucks. Come get me. He's like, I'm going to drive from Melrose to New York to come pick you up. Like, no, go screw yourself. Click. So, yeah, Woodstock 50, it's not 20 grand. But that's, if you want me to go, you want to hit me up? Yeah, that's the starting price.
You should start like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, why not?
Get Big Jim to Woodstock. GoFundMe.
$20,000. Yeah, quickly. In fact, let's get in Rob and Nashua as we're talking about this before we get back to, you know, sports. Talk sports. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. Mari, so the camping situation at festivals, that's not strictly camping anymore. They actually have these packages now. You pay like $4,000, you get your ticket, you get your VIP experience, you get a king suite up the street with a shuttle, brings you back to and from.
What do you work for? Fire Festival?
I know how this exactly works out really well.
No. They do these for everything now. I was actually supposed to be at the, I know you hate them, but I was supposed to be at the canceled Fish Festival last year. And we actually got an Airbnb on the lake. It's like a 20-minute Uber ride in and out. We stayed on the lake. It's wine country. So, we ended up drinking like 120 different kinds of wine. We were supposed to be at the festival, but.
Oh, see, now, Robin, thanks. If we could have something that convenient, well, we could talk. I need to know that, again, I need to have air conditioning. I need to have a home. I need to have a bed. I need to have all the wines like he did as well.
That sounds lovely.
But to be
wine
in a
country.
Tent. Oh, God. Ugh. Ugh.
A lot of glow sticks
lines,
at the fish show.
Unclear. They're the most horrible overflowing toilets. Oh, God. I don't know how people love festivals. I don't understand it. It's not even a young man's game, because as a young man, I hated them. Again, I called my dad.
As a young man, you were calling your papa.
Daddy, come pick me up from New York. What a jerk.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information. Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.